in that rooster at 7 o'clock. Much easier way to wake up on your weekend wake-up call at Rosie on the House. Good morning, y'all. We're broadcasting live this morning out at Westworld in Scottsdale. Just saw Frank Lloyd Wright in the 101 for the Arizona Get Outdoors Expo. So if you're laying there in bed and your alarm has just gone off and your radio's just got turned on and you're trying to decide what to do today, I tell you what, if you can get to Westworld, you are going to have a blast. This is a list of the things they've got going. It is the first annual Arizona Get Outdoors Expo. If you like to hunt, if you like to fish, if you like to camp, if you like to get outdoors and enjoy Arizona, this is the place you want to get to today. You got kids that like to ride sheep?
Sure.
Huh?
Why not?
Do you have kids that like to ride sheep? Today, they're going to have a mutton busting. It's open to the public. If you've got a kid that wants to give it a try, get on down here. The show opens today at 10 a.m. The mutton busting starts at high noon. They're going to have four different sessions, and they only have so many sheep, and you don't run sheep twice, I guess. That's the rule. So when they get the first set of kids filled up, that's it. They're going to have to cut it off. So you want to see your kid try riding a sheep on a little mutton busting contest? You can only do that at the Arizona Get Outdoors Expo at Westworld today. They have the ultimate air dog show. How far was the winning dog leap yesterday?
Well, this is actually an event that they do, and the record that has been set in this event is 30 feet 2 inches. And the pond used to only be 30 feet. Well, they've had to extend to make the pond bigger because the dogs are getting better at this.
Oops.
There's several different events, though, and their dogs are so full of energy, it's fun to watch.
Now, listen, if you want to teach your kids how to fish, they've got fish here in a pond. And the fish are so big, they were actually breaking the lines trying to pull the fish out of the pond. So, I mean, these are like nice, good-sized catfish. Really give the kid the thrill and exhilaration of hooking up into something that really takes a little strength and concentration to get reeled into the side. It's a blast.
There's a trout pond as well.
Okay. Then the U.S. Air Force has brought their Rapid Strike state-of-the-art flight simulator that demonstrates the full breadth and capability of modern American air power. The simulator allows visitors to experience Air Force missions from a first-person perspective in the pilot seat. The missions include an F-2 interceptor mission, a C-17 cargo drop, satellite communications, an unmanned combat aerial vehicle hunting an adversary, and a special ops mission. Man, that's worth a trip over here all by itself. Parking's $5. Admission is $15. You can get to ArizonaGetOutdoors.com and download a ticket for a discount. Kids under 12 and military ID get you in for free.
You know, Mike Russell had said last week that this was not about buying anything, but there's not a man that's not going to walk through this door and not want to buy something.
Well, I'm guessing, Jennifer, we probably have close to a $750,000 worth of boats sitting here.
It gives you the I wants, doesn't it?
And I'll bet you La Mesa RV brought $25 million worth of motorhomes. Hey, they've got a whole lot out here. It's 3 or 4 acres. That's RVs parked bumper to bumper to bumper to bumper.
When I pulled up, I thought, oh, there must be another event going on.
So, Westworld, today, get here. We'll be broadcasting live. Now, let's get to the subject of the matter at Rosie on the House. Today, we're going to be talking about water virtually all morning long. To tie into our article that appears in the Your Home section of the Arizona Republic, we're talking about the Colorado River. And it occurred to me that early in the spring, we were hearing an awful lot from the Drought Mitigation Society that possibly we could be facing the first level of austerity plans. What's going to happen as the Colorado River dries up, as California continues to suck it dry, as Las Vegas, which just spent $830 million sticking in another straw. 90% of Las Vegas's water comes from Lake Mead, and the water in the lake got so low that their straw was above the waterline.
Oops.
Too bad for you, Las Vegas. So they had to sink another straw, okay? So they're now up, I don't know how many gallons a minute that thing pumps. City of Peoria just installed a new 36-inch diameter pipeline that can pump 23 million gallons a day. Where's all the water going to come from? How are we going to continue to exist here in the drought-ridden Southwest?
Where is Peoria pumping that water to?
It's all to the new future master plan communities that are going in, out past Verado and all that area. So it all can sound terribly intimidating, and it could be, wow, Rosie, that's not your style. Get us all worked up and full of anxiety on Saturday mornings. Well, you got to stay tuned for the whole show, because at 10 o'clock, I'm going to be telling you why you don't have to worry. But now, at 7 o'clock, we brought in a couple Arizona-born and bred-raised Colorado River Rats, Corey and Kyle Seiler. Corey, you're with Colorado River Discovery. Kyle, you're with Arizona River Runners. Jennifer and I have taken the Arizona River Run. Jennifer, what of that three-day trip, what of that trip do you remember the most?
Well, for one thing, it was kind of sprung on us. As I remember, they gifted us a ride, and we had like 2 days to decide if we're going to do this and then a day to pack and go, right? So
yeah.
Carol was just a baby, and I had no idea what we were in for. And I just – one of the most vivid memories is we drove up to Vegas. They flew us on a little plane over to the Arizona Strip, to the Bar 10 Ranch, and they entertained us all evening. And then we rode horses, had a great day. And then in the morning, I remember hearing a helicopter. And I didn't realize I had to get on that helicopter to get down to where we were going to start the river ride. So.
And it's not like you get on. They, like, come and they weigh you, and they position you in the helicopter.
That's
so
right.
It all kind of evens out. You don't want to be flying oblong on.
Well, so I thought, I can do this, you know, the helicopter ride down. No, but it was a helicopter ride down. And I think you can still hear me screaming in the background of the video.
Those canyon walls seem pretty narrow once you start dropping in there.
That helicopter ride was pretty exhilarating.
It was.
So then you land on a little sandbar, mm-hmm. and you've got people coming off the river as you're coming on the river from these rafts that have been coming down for 3 days, 4 days ahead of time?
Sometimes
seven
six or
days.
Seven.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. That helicopter ride is exactly how you mentioned. You're kind of flying over the rim, and all of a sudden you see the canyon coming up. You're like, oh, and now we have to drop down into the canyon. It's pretty incredible. And then you fly just right over the water, land on the beach there.
It's still one of the most exhilarating home videos I have. I've set it to music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But the actual ride, the actual trip itself down the river, just getting to do the little side trips and the hikes and learn about the geology and just the camaraderie you make over a couple of days with people that are strangers. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I had Roman sandals, and if I ever do that trip again, I'll get like a full skinned.
Oh, yeah.
Like sock or something. I didn't think the sunburn, I mean, and I put cream on all the time.
Yeah, it'll get you.
I mean, it was off, like till Christmas time. I went in August, and like till Christmas, I could see the burn line from where I was wearing the
yeah.
sandals.
And the more intricate your sandal is, the more interesting the burn line is too.
So how did Corey? How did you guys get into this? How do you? I want your job. How do I get that job?
Yeah, we definitely feel very lucky and blessed to be involved in this industry, and we were lucky enough to have a father who also had the same vision. You know, he had a corporate job for a very long time and then just decided that he had enough and wanted to go a different direction. So he actually came on quite a long time ago with Arizona River Runners.
Okay.
And introduced us to it as children. And, you know, I think as children, you kind of want to go opposite ways of what your parents do. And then we very quickly realized that what our parents do is pretty cool. So we decided to come back, and we absolutely love it. We love showing off this river and canyon to anybody who's willing to come down with us.
Well, you know, the theory of today's radio show is before the Colorado River runs dry, get up there and float down it.
Right.
because that's a long walk.
Yes.
It is a lot more fun on a raft with a basket of cold drinks dragging behind the raft than,
oh, absolutely.
Than it is with a camelback, warm water, and shoes.
That's right. And it's cool water. You know, it's 50 degrees, so it's fun getting splashed.
One of the things that impressed me was the food. You think, you know, you're getting on the raft that's been on the river for 7 days. we're probably going to be eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that the bread's been all crunched up and munched up by now. But, I mean, it was very incredible meals.
Yeah, yeah. It keeps cool and fresh for the entire time through, and they're making some – those guys down there are making some pretty amazing meals, hearty meals. You're not going to lose weight on the trip.
Now, National Geographic comes out recently and announces that the float down the Grand Canyon is like one of the top three or four adventures on the planet.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty high honor to get that role, but it seems obvious to me, at least, that would be the up there.
So what was number one?
Galapagos, got it.
I can't believe that. We'll talk more, we'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. But the float down the canyon, for someone that's never been, what trip are you recommending they try?
That's a good question. I think I usually ask a couple of follow-up questions. You know, do you have kids? How old are they? That kind of thing. I think that the three-day trip is a good introduction. But if you really kind of want to go for it and you think this is going to be your one-time deal, I recommend the seven-day trip because you have enough time to see most of the canyon. You're going off to these incredible side hikes to different grottos and creeks and waterfalls that you can jump off of. It's just incredible. The 7 day gets you to live it a little extra time than most other trips to explore.
My mom and dad, Baby Kay and Dr. Rosie, did a float trip. It had to be in the late 60s or very early 70s, and I knew from the pictures they brought back and the stories they brought back, someday I was going to float the Grand Canyon because that just looked like way too much fun to not have on your bucket list. You're listening to Rosie on the House, and we're talking about enjoying the Colorado River before it runs dry. No, not really. It's not going to go dry. We don't have anything to worry about, y'all. We're not here to create anxiety. We're here to have fun. We're talking about floating the Colorado River. We're at Westworld. Those are dogs in the background that you hear.
the puppies that are ready for the air contest. And we have how many visitors go to the South Rim? I can't remember the millions of numbers, but you don't have an appreciation for the Grand Canyon until you really get down there. Standing at the rim looking at a big ditch, you know, you're there for an hour and you're like, okay, great. When you get down in it, that's when you can really experience it. And what's the length of the Grand Canyon?
225.
And so that the seven-day trip will do that 225?
A seven-day trip just does 187. It actually goes out almost there. You're getting to see a good chunk of it. Those dogs. But you fly out where y'all came in on the helicopter.
All right. We'll be talking more about it when we get back, y'all. Stay tuned.